Have you ever played with Legos? Legos are those little plastic construction blocks played with people all around the world from ages 4 to 99. Legos come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. They come with lots of different uses. You have the big bricks that make up the basic foundation of a build. They hold everything else up. You have the little building blocks that make up the basic shape and make up the build for what it is. Then you have the decoration blocks, such as levers and glass and doors. So many different Legos, and all have their own special uses. Are Christians like Legos? Much like Legos, we come in all sorts of shapes, sizes, colors. We all have our God-given talents that all make us unique. When thinking about being God's Legos, when we build up the church, we make up the body of Christ, there's some things we need to look at. First thing we need to look at is Jesus is the head of the body. What does that mean? That means when we are part of the body, we are not the headpiece. We are not the part that needs to be seen in front of everybody else. God appointed Jesus as the head. It says in Colossians 1:18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. In Ephesians 1, verses 22 through 23, it says, and he put all things under his feet, gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:17, for we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. 1 Peter 2, verses 4 and 5 say, coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Christians make up the body of Christ. However, just because we are part of God's Legos, that doesn't mean we're necessarily good Legos. That doesn't mean we're a good part of the body of Christ. Say you're building a fire truck out of Legos, a red fire truck, and you're getting through there, and you get to the last piece, and you run out of red bricks. Well, now you got to use a purple Lego, and that doesn't work. We can be that way as well, but when we aren't being the right piece, that's our fault. We make the choice to become the bad Lego. So how do we become a good part of the body of Christ? First thing we need to realize is we are not all the same. We're not going to be the same as every other piece of the body. Turn to Romans 12 with me. Romans 12. Romans 12, starting in verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. It's talking about a physical body. Think about it. Your hand does not do the same thing as your head. Each part of your body does something different and works together to make the body what it is. Continuing in verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. This is talking about spiritual gifts. Back in this time, God had to give people supernatural gifts to preach the word because they didn't have the Bible like we do. We have the Bible, so we don't need supernatural gifts. But can this verse still apply to us? Absolutely. God gives each of us our own gifts that we can use in the church to further it. Look at Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Something else we need to look at is you don't need to be a professional to serve the Lord. Look at Romans 16. Romans chapter 16. Look at verses 1 through 4. I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you. For indeed she has been a helper of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risk their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. If we look at Acts 18, it talks about Priscilla and Aquila more. Acts 18, verse 2, it says, Paul found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them. So because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation, they were tent makers. They didn't do evangelism as a job. They were tent makers, which back then was a common day job. Anybody, no matter who they are, can work for God. You don't have to do it professionally. Another person to look at is John Mark. John Mark was one of the men that helped Paul on his missionary journeys. But in Acts 13, verse 13, it says, Now when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Persia in Pamphylia. And John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. In Acts 15, verse 38, it says, But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one that departed them in Pamphylia and not gone with them to work. Sounds like this was a big deal to Paul, that he left them. Is ignoring God's work a big deal? It is. But look at Colossians 4:10. Colossians 4:10. It says, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. It mentions Mark here too. And interestingly enough, it's not a bitter reference to Mark. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. Look there very quickly. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Starting in verse 9, Paul says, Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica, Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. Here we see he's useful. Paul calls him useful. That means he made a comeback. He went from somebody that Paul didn't want anything to do with. He said, don't bring him. We don't want him. I don't want him. But then comes to be a very useful part, and Paul specifically asks for him. Can we make a comeback like John Mark? Can we fall away, not do the work, and then come back stronger than ever? Absolutely. Every single one of us can do that, no matter our background. Look at Paul specifically. He used to be Saul, used to persecute Christians, kill them, and then became one of the biggest evangelists of the first century. Each and every one of us can make a comeback like that, no matter who we are. But you might be thinking, there's something holding you back. Maybe there's something that says, God isn't calling me. That can't be. I'm not fit for it. You absolutely are. God calls each and every one of us no matter who we are, no matter our background, no matter what Lego we are, he calls us to be part of his Lego box. Jesus did away with divisions. If we look in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, it says, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, have all been made to drink into one Spirit." Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also the Greek." Ephesians 3, verse 6 says, "That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel." In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations," not one, not two, "all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Anyone can and must obey the gospel to receive salvation. Acts 2:38 says, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Christ Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" Christians are like Legos. Christians come in different shapes, sizes, colors, and we all have our own special gifts given by God. Are you part of God's Lego box? If not, you can be today. You have that opportunity. There are some steps that God gives us to become part of his church. First, he says we must believe in God's Son, Hebrews 11:6. Then we must repent of our sins, turn away from our former life, and live for God, as it says in Luke 13:3. Then we must confess our belief in Christ and be baptized, Acts 22:16, washing away all sins, being fully immersed in water, and starting a new life in the body of Christ. But it doesn't stop there. We have to be the useful body parts. We have to be the useful Legos for God and keep on doing the good work, as it says in 1 Corinthians 15:58. And if you already are a part of the body of Christ, but you've fallen away, you can make a comeback like John Mark. You can make a 180 and start again and become stronger than ever. Are you part of the Lord's Lego box? If not, you have the opportunity as together we stand and sing.